And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Covering down on some major ground, northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. I'm talking about Alabama. I love it. Y'all, I mean, this show goes like from the top of Huntsville down to Birmingham, from Tuscaloosa back to Gadsden. And oh, by the way, coming up next week, live on the air in Chattanooga, Tennessee, about to be a regional show. So we're looking forward to that. Yeah, I'll tell you what, I talk about where I live and the regions that I live in, and how much I appreciate being here. I mean, I never take it for granted. But, you know, some of y'all who've heard my testimony, me talking about my own personal story, you know that I've had a chance to live other places. Well, one of the places that I just have incredible memories of is living for several years in California. I lived in Orange County in an area named Laguna, and that's not too far from the fire zone. In fact, it was just a couple of years ago that parts of my old neighborhood actually burned up in another fire in Laguna. That being said, California is an amazing state with so much to offer that is so bound up in politics that we can't fathom, but yet the people and the places and the resources of California are unparalleled in many ways. Well, a friend of mine is someone who served in the state Senate there in California, Melissa Melendez. She's a former state senator. She also did quite a bit of work on her own city council. She was on Lake Elsinore City Council. She's also a Navy vet, and she's on the phone right now to give us a live update. Hey, Melissa Melendez, how are you doing?
Hey, Phil, I'm good. We're hanging in there out here in California, but, you know, everything's on fire right now, so we're just...
It's amazing to watch and listen.
People,
just know that from afar, we are prayerful and hoping the best for y'all. I mean, this is just a tragedy unfolding right now.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, even though where I live, I'm, you know, about 70 miles from where the fires are, what we're experiencing in our area, of course, is the utility companies turning everybody's power off. You know, they don't want anything sparking from one of their utility lines, one of their transmission lines, so they turn everyone's power off. So we've got an awful lot of people in LA who are wondering where the leadership is in California. As I saw Gavin Newsom, our illustrious governor, posted a something like a commercial on X last night, kind of giving himself a pat on the back. And we're all wondering why he's doing that, why he's using taxpayer money to make a commercial, first of all. But, you know, people don't know where to go. They don't know what to do. Their homes are burning down. And we've got our governor who's making fluff pieces to prop himself up. So pretty frustrating.
Well, it is. It's frustrating. And I tell you what, the last 2 days, and I just did my opening monologue right before you called. We got you on the phone, and that was... that was geared towards what I call the reckless and or feckless leadership that we're seeing in all of this. And I don't want to spend so much of our time. First of all, I'd like to know, what do you know about the damages? Because everything we're seeing in terms of the life, limb, and property issues is on a scale that's even beyond the norm. I mean, you guys are not, fires are not abnormal. I mean, you have the fire season every year, but nothing like what we've seen, especially in the Palisades area.
Yeah, and the Santa Ana winds that are currently blowing, they are, from what I'm told, the strongest they've been in 14 years.
Wow.
That doesn't help.
No.
And they are, I mean, it is very strong wind out there. So, of course, that certainly doesn't help when these fires start. We've got over 1,000 structures have burned to the ground. We have five the last I heard, people dead. We have firefighters who are injured. And it's, you know, there's no containment of these fires. Now, add to that, we've seen video footage of people starting fires during all of this.
Oh, really?
I mean, it boggles your mind. So we have probably right now 5 or 6 pretty significant fires burning the Palisades, and the Eaton Fire, of course, are the largest right now. But we have, you know, we've got our own water issues where they're not able to get these tanks filled up fast enough and replenish them so that there's water in the line when the firefighters need it. I mean, I saw a video of a firefighter who was filling up a traffic cone with water from a puddle to go over and put out a flame that started in one of the houses. I mean, that's the point we're at right now. And it's not that we don't have water. Our reservoirs have water, but we certainly need more reservoirs. We haven't been able to get those built because, you know, the environmental groups out there fight us at every turn. So California voters back in 2014 said, okay, state of California, we will give you more of our money so that you can build at least two more reservoirs, a Sites Reservoir and a Temperance Flats Reservoir. And that was in 2014. Those reservoirs still have not been built.
Oh,
it is 2025.
Wow. I know
it's lack of leadership.
I did a thing on this yesterday about the environmental laws that get in the way. But then when you hear somebody, I mean, like you just named the actual reservoirs, you were in the state Senate, you probably dealt with some of this to some degree. And I look at this and think that's just asinine that nothing takes that long. I mean, you could rebuild, you know, half of New York City in the time it takes just to get the environmental studies done to build a reservoir in California.
I mean, the Hoover Dam was built in 5 years.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, how hard can it be to build a few reservoirs? I mean, it is a lack of leadership. I mean, I think about the times when I was in the legislature where Democrats passed bills to allow environmental waivers for athletic teams to build a new stadium or build a new arena. But we can't get the same kind of waivers to get these reservoirs built. I mean, what's wrong with that picture? I guess if, you know, you're a zillionaire and you own a sports team in California, you can get things done. So,
yeah.
I don't know, maybe the citizens of California should pool their money and buy a team, and then we might have a little bit of, you know, edge over the other guys out there. But this is, you know, you can't predict Mother Nature. You can't control Mother Nature, but we can certainly control how well we are prepared to deal with, you know, the havoc that Mother Nature wrecks. And right now, we have utility companies that aren't maintaining their lines.
Right.
We have reservoirs that aren't being built. It's, you know, it's a mess. And Gavin Newsom, you know, you just can't say, well, it's climate change or, you know, whatever excuse he might come up with. I think the time has run out for him to blame those sorts of things. And he's got to look in the mirror and say, okay, I've failed the people of California, and we need to fix this.
I don't know if his pridefulness will ever allow him to say something like that, but
no.
So
no.
I mean, that would just mess up his hair.
Right. But, yeah. Yeah. No. We can never take responsibility. I mean, they showed video. Thing was on CNN where Anderson Cooper was asking him about the fact that, you know, the fire hydrants were empty. The firefighters left because there was no water. And his response to that was, well, the locals, that's something they're going to have to deal with.
Yeah, I saw that.
Amazing. You can't just shrug it off and say, well, something bad has happened. Not my problem, but whenever something good happens, he wants to take all of the credit. I mean, this lies squarely on his shoulders, not to mention the shoulders of Karen Bass, the mayor of Los Angeles.
Yes, absolutely.
Who cut the budget to the fire department.
I've got an article right here from Fox Business, actually, that says that, and I did not know this till this morning, the budget for the homeless situation in L.A. is $1.3 billion in her current budget, but the L.A. Fire Department is $837 million. So basically,
exactly.
She's putting almost twice the amount into homelessness as she is into firefighting.
Exactly. I mean, it's not that homelessness isn't a priority, particularly in Los Angeles, but, you know, people's lives, I think, should have a pretty high priority on her list as well. And she wants, I mean, she said she wanted to cut even more. I'm sure she'll probably try to walk that back now. But the fact is, she cut money from the budget. And then we have the Biden administration that put a halt to prescribed burns in California on federal lands. Well, those prescribed burns, actually, those are fire prevention techniques. You know, you do those so that you can stave off some of these wildfires and their enormous spread. And Gavin Newsom fully supported that. And even he put a halt to some of the prescribed burns. And when people talk about, I mean, I know President Trump had mentioned it and several others, but when you talk about maintaining our forests and getting rid of the underbrush and making sure homes are hardened, that's what we're talking about, making sure that can get done. And instead, the environmentalists say, no, you can't do that.
Well, the politicians then kowtow to the environmentalists, which is the real problem, because environmentalists
exactly.
don't make the laws. They just influence the laws. But let me ask you this. Speaking of Gavin Newsom, I got two other questions I want to hit with you. One of them is Trump has been saying that Gavin Newsom has diverted waters from the northern side of the state to the sea in order to benefit the fish population as opposed to filling reservoirs to the south with the money that the water that would otherwise flow south. What do you know about that? Is there any validity to that? Is he literally diverting waters away on environmental grounds?
That is absolutely true. Gavin Newsom made a big deal about him shutting down and removing four different dams up in the Klamath River. Well, you know, when you dam the water, that allows you to redirect it and store it, and so you have it in times of emergency. He got rid of those dams because of for the purposes of saving salmon, which the tribal alliances wanted, and I understand that, but is there a way that we can do that where we're not putting people's lives in jeopardy? And there was a plan that was, put together, and there's a couple of different names for it. One of them is like the Delta Conveyance Plan, and that's what Trump was talking about when he mentioned that, there was a plan put in place to make sure that the water could flow from the north to the south and wherever it needed to be, and Gavin Newsom didn't want any part of that. So that's on him as well. I mean, California has water. Okay,
yeah.
It's just how we use it that has become the problem.
Well, so I mean it's maddening. But let me ask a question before I run out of time. You guys do have political recall laws out there. Is there enough? Is it? Well, let me back up. The people of California are the ones who elected Karen Bass and the ones who elected Gavin Newsom. And I recognize that y'all turned like 10 counties red in the last election, the presidential cycle. It's not like this is an entirely liberal state. There's a lot of conservatives like you in California. But those population centers that tend to control the politics are the ones that keep putting people like Newsom and Bass in office. Is there any possibility that they can see a recall of Karen Bass, much like you saw with George Gascon most recently?
Well, that is entirely possible. I mean, and she certainly better be paying attention, because while she was off in Ghana having a good time there, her city was burning. Her city was in flames. And she came back, and then the reporter tried to ask her about it, and she just stood there, just dumbfounded that he would ask the question and said nothing. She has a lot to answer for, and she darn well, may get recalled because, again, there's over 1,000 structures that have burned. People have lost their lives. People, and I'll tell you something else. I mean, Los Angeles is very, very deep blue. But, Adam Carolla was, I saw a video he posted about, because he had to evacuate too. And he made a very good point. He said, when these folks, when these deep blue voters from Los Angeles whose homes burned down along the coast, when they go and try to rebuild and the Coastal Commission tells them, no, I don't think so, then you might see a change how they vote, because that's exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah.
The Coastal Commission would prefer nothing is built on the coast ever.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that. If they're not grandfathered in, or if they have some kind of a rebuild law that prohibits the without having the major environmental impact studies done and all of it, and maybe even just saying you can't rebuild. The Pacific Coast Highway is scorched from what I saw. I even saw fires were on Sett Boulevard. I mean, this is just unbelievable.
It's all over. I mean, Pacific Palisades is, practically gone now.
Yeah. Well, listen, my friend, I'm glad that you're in a safe place. That was one of the first things I thought of, was to text someone I knew, being you. I want to stay in touch on this, because I have a feeling this is going to be a long weekend, but, you guys are amazing out there, and in Alabama, we're praying for California, just so you know.
Well, I sure appreciate that. We all do. We could definitely use a lot of prayers, and I'll certainly keep you posted. I do think, though, we're in for several more days, if not weeks, of trying to get these fires out. So thank you for your prayers.
All right. Melissa Melendez, former state senator in California, giving us a live update. We appreciate you, and we'll talk to you soon.
All righty. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Yeah, that's a crying shame, and I ran all the way to the end of my time here just to make sure I got time with her. But I mean, she's super sharp. She's got her MBA. She also was a Russian linguist in the Navy, and she served in the state legislature. If anybody knows what's going on, she does, and she's telling us everything we're hearing is exactly what's happening. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.